Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. For those of you who are taking notes, if you ever want a radio guy and you're going to be interviewing somebody that you've recurringly interviewed before, never, ever, ever, ever interrupt their culinary art. That's worth exactly what you just paid for. Joining me again from a unknown location is a writer of great, I hold him in great regard. And his name is David Kodry. Good evening, sir.
Yeah, unknown location. I am sitting in front of my computer in my study.
Right.
In beautiful Hudson, Ohio. And we're getting ready to have some snow, I believe, this week. And when that happens, I really enjoy looking out my back porch because I see the lights lit up on the neighboring houses. And I kind of feel like I'm in one of those Kishi Thomas Kincaid paintings.
I mean, do you normally have a white Christmas?
Yeah, we normally do. We're just about 30, 40 miles from Cleveland, and probably as the crow flies, we're about 20, 25 miles from Lake Erie. So we get that lake effect snow. It isn't as bad as what happens in Buffalo, which I guess is just part of this wind factor that brings everything their way. But yes, we get several feet of snow. I have a driveway that's probably about 150 feet long, and it is a real chore getting that sucker cleared when there's about 2.5-3 feet of snow. And I have to go out there with the snowblower and, make sure that we can get out. But, that's the way it is. We're in a beautiful, Northeast Ohio location and we get all four seasons.
Yeah. David knows how to enjoy his evening when he's looking out over his picturesque view like a man. He's out there with a cigar. He's out there with a nice adult beverage. That's the painting. That's the Kincaid painting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty nice, although I have toned down a bit. I'm not going out there on the porch with a cigar and I have a couple fingers of good stuff every night like I used to. I'm pretty much toning that down to the weekends.
Well, you know, weekends were made for Michelob after all.
Well, you know, we get old. We can't do it every day like we used to.
Boy, I know that's the truth. Good Lord have mercy. The only time I drink now is when I'm grilling, and I try not to grill more than once a week. So, anyway,
got it.
Let's go. David has written many, many things, and David gives them a real serious going over. And this, a lot of people have been talking about this Hunter Biden gun found in a dumpster, the investigation, all these other things, and I mean. Was Hunter Biden, he will be under Secret Service protection for the rest of his life, right? He would have been under protection if Biden had never been president, right?
Well, actually, no. At the time of the alleged, with quotation marks around it, gun incident, he was actually not under Secret Service protection at that time, which made why Secret Service involvement in the investigation a very curious matter. And you know, the only, you know, real conclusion one can draw is because of who he is and who his father is, that even though he wasn't entitled to Secret Service protection, they were going to go in there and they were going to run cover for him.
Ah.
And there are two important aspects of this story that everyone else seems to miss. Okay. Yes, we saw that Hunter Biden was in this altercation with his then main squeeze, who was his brother's widow, which is, you know, I guess you can take that for whatever it's worth.
Yeah.
And they got into an altercation, and she reportedly took his gun and threw it in a supermarket dumpster. And it was later recovered, and you know, ATF reportedly got involved, and Secret Service got involved, and everybody was jumping on this story, and they're thinking, well, geez, this is pretty hypocritical that, you know, that we have this president who's making great hay on the issue of so-called gun safety, and here we have his son, you know, putting a gun out into the wild in such an irresponsible fashion, you know. And the point that was being missed at the time, and I believe I was the first one to come up with it on Ammo Land, was, well, wait a minute. How does Hunter Biden have a gun? He was discharged from the Navy for drug abuse. He had been reported throughout that time period as being, you know, controlled substance abuse. And so I did a report on Ammo Land in the beginning of November of, I guess it was, well, I'm not sure if it was 2020 or 2021. I don't remember when this story broke. But the bottom line saying, wait a minute, you know, you fill out the 4473, you know, to be able to go through the NICS check. And one of the questions they asked is, are you a user of controlled substances? And in order for him to have that gun go through and clear it and get transferred to him and pass the NICS check, he would have had to answer no. Well, you can't answer no if you're lying on a 4473 form, because that's a felony. And that, you know, you get serious time with that. I think it's like 10 years, $250,000. I don't know exactly what it is, but the bottom line is it's serious. And you better believe if they caught you or me doing that, we would be in Club Fed right now. And, you know, no doubt about it. And so mine, I believe, was the first report that came out and tied in the 4473, which now, of course, everybody's on to, and they're all saying, well, he lied on the 4473. And then what we did was, I've got a lawyer that I file Freedom of Information Act requests with. This is Stephen Sambuglia. Stephen is involved in all kinds of cases. I mean, you know, he's involved in Hawaii. He's involved in New Jersey. He's just all over the place. He's now involved in a New York concealed carry gun case. And the bottom line is, it's tough competing for his attention anymore these days. But we've done some good work together. We've done a lot of FOIAs together, and we've gotten some good results together through our collaboration over the years.
Yeah.
And so what I did was, I wanted to, you know, get more information on this. So I put out a Freedom of Information Act request, and I copied the two agencies that all the reports said had been involved. One was ATF, and the other is the Secret Service. Okay, well, ATF came back, and first they said, well, we don't recognize you as a journalist. I'm going, wait a minute, guys, you know, you ever hear of Fast and Furious? Okay, yeah, you know, besides, I've got, you know, all kinds of stuff that I've done and gotten from you guys, and I've got it in writing that, yes, in fact, you recognize me to be such. Okay, you know, this is what Juan Williams was dismissing as just a blogger.
Yeah.
When Michelle Malkin put him in his place and said, "Who broke Fast and Furious?" Okay, well,
let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming up on the break. And
got it.
This article, by the way, is at amaland.com. I don't have any idea how many articles David has there. How many? Do you have any idea how many articles you have there?
Oh gosh, how many little liver pills does Carter's have?
A bunch. He's got,
okay.
You know, with Dean Weingarten, we know how many articles he's got there. But anyway, David, this is worth a read. David does an analysis of and a breakdown of things that will just make your blood pressure boil. Sometimes it needs to boil. We'll be right back talking to David Kodria. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Joined again by writer David Kodrey. We were talking about Hunter Biden. What a guy. That guy. And we had just gotten to the point to where the ATF was telling you you were not a real journalist, which that's always been your what do they consider a real journalist, by the way? Do they ever tell you?
Well, you know, this is something that I go back, 30 years with that to when my anti-gun congresswoman and Sarah Brady put on an anti-gun horse and pony show at the local park in California where we used to take our kids. And they had all the reporters asking questions. And at the time, I was doing a newsletter for the local NRA Members Council. And so I asked a question. And she ignored me, and I asked a question again, at which point a uniform or a suit from a group of cops comes up to me and tells me in a very menacing way that I don't get to ask questions because I'm not a journalist. I'm thinking, isn't this something that the government decides who is an authorized journalist, which is where I came up with that term. And I call myself an unauthorized journalist. Okay, and bottom line is that at that point, I held my wrist out and I offered to let him cuff me if that's what he wanted to do. And he just kind of turned red and walked away. And a couple days later in the paper, one of the antis wrote in a letter where they were huffing and puffing and all upset because these Second Amendment gun nuts were wrapping themselves up in the flag and claiming their First Amendment rights. Okay, so what are you going to do? But anyway, the bottom line is that ATF comes back then to our FOIA request, and then they say they don't have information, and then they say, well, they gave us some wrong information, and then they come back and they say, well, we shouldn't have told you anything because we can't even tell you there's an investigation going on with Hunter Biden because his privacy rights outweigh the public's right to know.
Yeah.
Which I thought is you know, really kind of funny when you have this thing all over the news when his laptop has been found. And, you know, of course, you abandon your property and you have no more expectation of privacy to that than if you wheel your trash bin out to the side of the road. You know, you have at that point forfeited your right to privacy. Okay, and so anyway, they're sticking with that story, though. That's their story, and they're sticking with it. And so we're filing a we have to file a lawsuit against them. At which point, the Justice Department weighs in, and the Justice Department says we agree with ATF, and no, you can't have this information. It's none of your business. And this goes on for a little bit, and then the judge weighs in, and the judge, of course, sides with the government. Big surprise there. Well, Secret Service, Bill, took a very different tack. And what Secret Service said was, we don't have any information. We can't find any records. And so we said, wait a minute. So we filed a lawsuit against them as well. At which point, you know, they're coming back with a response. And I'm thinking, you know, if you really don't have any information, they come back with an affidavit that they sign under penalty of perjury. We've looked high and low. We've checked with this department. We've checked with that department. We've checked in Wilmington, Delaware. We've checked high and low, and we can't find anything that's responsive to your request for law enforcement records related to the Hunt and Biden gun investigation. And I'm thinking, well, geez, you know, here their chief of records is signing an affidavit under penalty of perjury. Okay, again, years felony, okay? Years in prison, massive fines, your life is destroyed. You don't dare lie on something like that, okay? So at that point, we go ahead and dismiss our lawsuit, say, well, you know, all these reports we're seeing about Secret Service involvement either are wrong or they're so confident in their ability to cover this up that they're willing to go ahead and lie on an affidavit, and or there's a couple other possibilities. And to this point, you start, you know, getting into Hollywood-type conspiracy theories. Like, if it wasn't the Secret Service that's going to the gun store and demanding records from them, who were those guys? You know, was it some other black ops? Was it Secret Service guys working off the books because they're reporting into the big guy? I mean, you know, at this point, you know, you can speculate till the cows come home and you don't know what the truth is. So what you have to go with is what you know. What you know is you have an affidavit signed by a real human being who will go to jail if it turns out that he's lying. So we're thinking, okay, well, we're getting nowhere with Secret Service, and we're probably never going to find out who the guys that have been reported as harassing the gun dealer are. And then all of a sudden, Judicial Watch they're going through the same thing. They put out a FOIA to Secret Service based on the same reports I saw. They didn't get answers, so they filed a complaint against the Secret Service, at which point Secret Service came back to them and said, oh, well, we were wrong when we told you we didn't have any records. We found 100 records and 400 pages. And I'm going, wait a minute. You find 100 pages and, you know, 100 records and 400 pages. What did you just tell me under penalty of perjury? You can't find anything. What is going on here? And so the other thing that makes this interesting is that this is in the United States District Court in Washington, D.C. That's the same district court that our complaint was filed in. So now you guys are committing fraud upon the court. You guys are, you know, not just, you know, messing around with me. By extension, you're messing around with the judge. They don't take very kindly to this. So I don't know where this is going to go at this point, Bill. You know, when we were relying on their affidavit, we dismissed the case with prejudice, meaning we can't bring it back.
Right.
Maybe it's a matter of if we did it because we were lied to, maybe we can. Maybe it's a matter of when the Republicans finally take over the House. Unfortunately, they won't have the Senate. They won't have Senate Judiciary, but they will have House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. And maybe at that point, they can start subpoenaing documents and records and getting people testifying under oath and shake the truth out. Although, based on the tepid job they did with Fast and Furious, I don't have high hopes for that. The other possibility is maybe the judge is really going to be jealous of the fact that they're supposed to be a co-equal branch of government and not put up with this from a bunch of cowboys. You know, who knows? Maybe the judge will, you know, get mad and take some action. Who knows at this point? That's kind of where we are with the story.
Well, like I said, very in-depth. Now, when we come back, my introduction to David, one of the reasons I sought him out, because David and Mike Vanderbilt, they broke on the national scene the story of Fast and Furious. And now, it is now once again in the news, but not for any good reason. And David has written about that, of course, once again as well. We'll get into that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. It's very bad timing for this latest big winter storm as millions of us are trying to travel for the Christmas weekend.
They probably could, you know, have 10,000 flights that may be canceled out of this whole situation here over the next few days.
Meteorologist Joe Bastardi of WeatherBell says the main system's blasting the upper Midwest today and will bring whiteout conditions to Nebraska and east by tomorrow. At least two people have been hurt after a magnitude 6.4 earthquake hit early this morning off the coast of Northern California. About 70,000 customers in Humboldt County are without power, also damage to roads and bridges. A little better at the gas pump the last few days. AAA says the nationwide average price is $3.12 a gallon, the lowest since July of last year. CVS and Walgreens are now limiting the purchase of children's pain medicines like children's Tylenol because of very high demand. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to writer David Kodria. I think he's a very authorized writer, but some people may disagree, but I don't care who they are because I'm probably bigger than they are. David and his the late Mike Vanderbilt broke open Fast and Furious in the United States. It became it was a story for years following its discovery. And, are they trying to expunge records of all of this gun running they've done in the past? What exactly are they trying to do here?
Yeah, they apparently have decided that it would be a good idea to destroy Fast and Furious guns. I'm not sure why they think that's a good idea, but Jim Jordan, a Republican with, I forget what committee he's on because I don't have the story opened
up
in front of me.
He's
going to
be the judiciary chairman, isn't he?
Okay, yeah. He House Committee on the Judiciary, that's right. He wrote a letter to the new ATF director, Steve Dettelbuck, and he said, I strongly urge you to reconsider the decision and request you preserve this evidence. And, Bill, what you have to remember is that Fast and Furious, these guns have, 10 years ago, they were estimated by 300 people had been killed with these guns. Who knows what it is now? And who knows if guns that they have in their custody, you know, have they identified all the crimes that those guns have been involved in? Maybe, you know, by getting rid of them, something will come up in the future that you would need to have this physical evidence present to make a case in court and to be able to obtain justice. And if it's gone, it's gone. So what is the hurry to go ahead and destroy these things? Why, you know, can't you guys just, you know, stick them in the Indiana Jones warehouse where you have all your other records or rules and things like that that you won't, you know, put into a database so that you can change rules whenever you want, and whether they conflict with what you've said before or what you treated this other FFL to, you know, it's just a mess over there. But if it's a matter of storage space, you know, I think that we can find the storage space for this.
Yeah.
And so what's the purpose then? And I kind of objected to something that Jim Jordan said in his letter to Dettelbach. And this is not to criticize Jim Jordan. The guy's got a pretty good record. He's a pretty good conservative. He's excellent on guns. Gun Owners of America has gone to bat for him before. And you know, that's fine. However, a lot of people have picked up on this ever since the start. It dominated the media, a phrase that just drives me up the wall. And that phrase is botched gun sting. That Fast and Furious was the ATF's botched gun sting. No, it wasn't. It wasn't a gun sting. Because a gun sting presupposes that you're setting somebody up and you're following through with the evidence. Once those guns cross the border, there was no effort to track them. There was no effort to go from the small fry to the big guy on the other side of the border. It couldn't be a gun sting because they weren't equipped. They weren't set up. They didn't even try to do it that way. What it was is it was a mine-salting operation. They were trying to get an assault weapons ban. They ended up with a four-state long gun reporting in the four border states, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and California, I guess, where you'd have to do special long gun reporting if you bought multiple guns. So they did get some gun control out of it. What they were counting on, Bill, is they were counting on guns being found at crime scenes, right, meaning next to bodies.
Right.
And then they say, oh, look, these came from an American gun store. We need to use this as justification to tighten up lax American gun laws, which was the other phrase that they continued to use. So I resist and I try to correct anybody, and Jim Jordan's not immune to that. It wasn't a botched gun sting. And that goes back to an analogy. A colleague of mine, Kurt Hoffman, who was writing at the time for the St. Louis Gun Rights Examiner. And I don't know if you're familiar with South Park, the cartoon.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, they had this one episode. It sounds absurd to be talking like this, but you'll see where I'm going with this. Okay. They had this episode where they had these creatures called the underpants gnomes, and they go in, they steal underpants. And Stan Marsh follows them down into their lair where they have their operations going on, and the chief gnome is explaining what their business plan is.
Right.
And it's in three phases. Phase one is steal underpants. Phase two is a question mark, and phase three is profit. And this is exactly what the business plan for Fast and Furious was. You let guns walk. Phase two is a question mark. Phase three, they're saying, is you bring down the cartels. You know, you have to define phase two, guys. Okay? And there is no phase two. Phase two is just a big question mark. So I think that it's an absurd analogy, but it's less absurd than believing that Fast and Furious was a sting.
Yeah. I always thought it was about gun control myself. And as a matter of fact, the best part about it is even after you guys exposed it for what it was, they still implemented those gun control three long gun reporting rules in those border states. Even after it got brought out that this was they were letting guns go across the border without any sort of tracking or any sort of responsibility, no interdiction, no nothing.
Oh, it was worse than that, Bill. The U.S. The ATF's attaché to Mexico, okay, wanted to go to his Mexican counterparts about this and tell them that these guns were being walked across the border, and ATF management would not let them. And I've got documentation where, and this is quote unquote screaming matches with management, because, you know, these guys on the ground, they know that people are dying from this. And these cynical, you know, I gotta remember I'm not on serious radio and watch my language here. Okay. So we'll talk in person some other time and I'll tell you how I really feel. Yeah. How's that? But the bottom line is that the guys on the ground that wanted to, you know, do their job and wanted to, you know, do it with the Mexican authorities so that they could have a coordinated plan, they were forbidden to do it. Okay? Why? And of course, this never has come out, and this is why I'm kind of cynical that the Republicans, when they take over House oversight, are going to get to the bottom of Hunter Biden, because at the time, Republicans had Senate Judiciary, Republicans had House oversight, Republicans had the presidency, Republicans had it all, and what did they do?
Nothing.
Okay, they you know, well, they didn't have presidency. I'm sorry, Obama and Eric Holder. But the bottom line is when they controlled, you know, the House and the Senate, they use it for headlines, but they didn't really follow up, because who in Fast and Furious has been punished? And I mean, I can take you, you know, all the way down, Bill. This goes back years and years, you know, because we've talked several times on this. We can take it to the State Department. You know, why is it that, you know, that ITAR, International Traffic in Arms regulations, have been violated? Why? ATF didn't send the guns down. No, but they knew. And if you are a party to and you know this is going on, then you still bear responsibility for this. And at the time, state was under Hillary Clinton.
Yep.
Hang on. And then they come back and say, well, Eric Holder has been cleared of wrongdoing.
Right.
Okay.
Hang on.
He didn't have it. Got it.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the last minute. And we will get back into it when we get back. This article is the last article that David had published. I believe this got published today. Well worth your look. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to David Codrey, and we were just talking about Fast and Furious, because Fast and Furious is it's never been resolved. And you were talking about how state had to be in on it. Didn't the FBI have to be in on it? Didn't some of these guys?
Oh yeah.
Were they responsible for like 900 purchases and pickups? Some of these guys?
FBI had guys working that ATF didn't know about, and the alphabet agencies weren't talking to each other. But I want to get back to a point where they came back and they said Eric Holder had no advance knowledge. I've got documentation I put out that pretty much shows that he was told about Brian Terry's murder the very night that it happened by his aide, Monty Wilkerson. And so for him to come back in May and testify that he just heard about it a couple weeks ago, to me, that's nothing short of perjury. And for the Office of Inspector General's report to come out and say that, well, he's been pretty much cleared of having advanced knowledge. And then, of course, the media took that and Holder's been exonerated. Holder's been cleared. No, he hasn't. They said that they didn't have evidence that he knew about it. That's very different. Yeah. Okay? That I don't have evidence that you did something is very different from me saying you're innocent of that. And particularly when there's all kinds of corroborating evidence that says, in fact, that you did know about it. Cheryl Atkinson had a report where she found another circumstance that shows that Holder had to have known about it. And here's the other thing that people don't realize, and that this is something that, you know, when the Republicans are in charge, you just want to slam your head against the wall sometimes, why they're not taking advantage of things. Because as part of that Office of Inspector General's report, they were admitting that there were people who refused to talk to them. Okay, including a guy by the name of Kevin O'Reilly with the National Security Council, of which the president was a statutory member and had an office in the White House, and he was found communicating with the head of the Phoenix Field Division about Fast and Furious, who gave him information on it and prefaced it, giving the information with, you didn't get these from me. trying to hide something. So Kevin O'Reilly refuses to talk. His lawyer won't let him talk to the Office of Inspector General. They won't let him talk to the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. And at that point, they reassigned him. I believe they got him out of the country in Iraq or someplace like that. And the bottom line is that there are people that they never talked to that had knowledge and that refused to talk to them under advice of their lawyers, and nobody pushed it. And so here we are. And the bottom line is that of all those guns that were walked into the wild, okay, most of them have never been recaptured. And the bottom line is there are still people out there that are being killed. And so it doesn't make a lot of sense to me to be closing the books on this or to be getting rid of evidence on this. It seems to me that this is just part and parcel of a continued pattern of stonewalling, of cover-up, of obfuscation, and as far as I'm concerned, official criminal misconduct.
I want to touch on this before we run out of time, just because this story really interested me. The banks that have figured out how to look at someone if they buy something at a gun shop now, and they have figured out if this is going to be a rampage killer because they've got some sort of software in place. Does everybody have to install a Tom Cruise in there? Because you make the pre-crime, you talk about pre-crime for Minority Report in there. Is that actually in motion?
They say they're developing the software to be able to somehow or other identify a mass shooter who's going to go in and buy a gun with a credit card and shoot up and of course this is impossible. What they're doing is they're saying that we have a Ouija board algorithm,
yeah.
We have a crystal ball, we have a magic eight ball, we have the Department of Pre-Crime with three precog mutants that are immersed in a photon milk bath at Amalgamated Bank HQ. And the bottom line is Amalgamated is part of Workers United and the SEIU, who have marched. It's a left-wing bank that has ties to the Communist Party. Let's put it that way. And I'm not making that up. I mean, you know, it's documented. If you go to AmoLand and you read my report, you'll see that's in there. But, there's so much. You're right, Bill. I've got so many irons in the fire. I'm working on one right now for Firearms News on the way the states are going around and trying to implement so-called assault weapons ban, particularly Illinois and Michigan. We're going to focus on those. All my stuff, my clearinghouse for this, I have my War on Guns blog, okay? So I would appreciate being able to get warongguns.com out there for your listeners. Yes. and encourage you to go check it out, because that's the place where you can get all my stuff from AmmoLand, all my stuff from Firearms News, my past stuff from Guns Magazine, and all over the place. So anyway, that's kind of where we're at, and I know people are winding down for the holidays. I've never been busier. I've got like 5 different irons in the fire I haven't even started working on yet.
Well, for somebody like you, this is sort of a target-rich environment, isn't it?
But it never stops. I mean, you know, geez, whiz, you know. What are you going to do? You know, it just never stops. But here's the thing. It's important, and I've said this before, people listening to your program, you know, you got to get the word out that this program is on the air. You got to tell people about it, just like with the work that I'm trying to do, because the media is not going to cover it. The media is not going to tell anybody. You go look right now, and you will not find any newspaper, any television network that's talking about the Secret Service filed an affidavit on Hunter Biden that now it appears to be that they falsified an affidavit. Or what's the other explanation? You will not find any major news. And, of course, I'm not the journalist, right?
Right.
Okay. We come back full circle to that. Okay. It's not going to get out there, though. This is potentially a huge story, and it's not going to get out there if it continues to be ignored, what we call lies of omission by the media.
Right. Well, I mean, first of all, for not being you're the most prolific non-journalist I've ever met that writes things. So, you know, I don't care what they say about that part, but I mean, I do think, and I continue to think this, I do think that your stuff gets out there, and I do think it penetrates. And I think more people see it than you think they do. But that's okay, you know. I would rather you think, well, nobody knows I'm right. But I'll keep on doing it anyway, because that means you're humble. And that means you'll keep on going for the cause and all the other stuff. And in the end, but I do believe you're probably as widely read as anybody possibly could be with a Second Amendment advocacy. And it's telling. I mean, how many new gun buyers have we got out there? How many people are looking at things and saying, wait a minute, you guys aren't trying to stop crime. You have penetrated. You have made a dent.
Here's the thing, though. I do get pessimistic, and when people are getting, you know, all giddy about all the new gun buyers out there,
yeah,
I take a look at the red wave that did not happen,
yeah,
and I say, how do they vote? You know what? I don't care if somebody's a gun buyer if they're going to turn around and vote Democrat.
Right.
Okay? That doesn't help. You are aiding and abetting the people that are undermining and killing our rights and trying to steal them from us. And, you know, I have zero respect, sorry, for Democrat gun owners.
Yeah.
To me, they are setting things up to where the government is going to come in and do more and more increasingly draconian citizen disarmament edicts. And they're letting it happen because they've got theirs. And what they don't understand is that their turn in the barrel will come soon enough.
Yeah. Well, first off, thanks very much for taking the time to join me. I know you've got some very serious culinary art to go take care of or something and everything. If I don't talk to you again, Merry Christmas to you and yours, and I will send you all the information that you need so that you can promote this show.
Thank you, Bill. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to your listeners. Looking forward to talking to you again sometime.
Roger that, as always. That's always going to be a given. I always need to talk to David. As for me, I'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.